We, my name is Alec Ntabeleng, chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Labour. And I'll give over to members to introduce themselves, starting with Honorable Madisha, the producer.
William Madisha, part of the committee.
Morning. My name is Shelley Makubela Mashele. I'm a member of this committee from the ANC.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Ian Hollis. I'm the DA's Shadow Labour Minister, or the Labour Spokesperson in Parliament. And I'm not one of those who slept through the revolution. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We welcome DG. Will you introduce your team? Just before this, another member just came, Honorable Buinamo. You got introduced under the winner.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is George Buinamo. I'm the member of this committee. Thank you.
Over to you, DJ.
Thank you very much, Chair. My name is Nkosinathi Ntlengwa. I work for the Department of Labor. I would ask my delegation to introduce themselves before this committee. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, members. My name is Virgil Seafield from the Department of Labor, responsible for employment standards.
I'm Les Kettledust, Department of Labor, Deputy Director General.
Good morning, I'm Nompumelelo Mnqonywa from Labour Ministry.
Good morning, my name is Unathi Bongo, in the Department of Labour, in the DG's office.
Good morning, my name is Leni Chwampaka from the Department of Labour, UIF. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have participants who are in this meeting, if they could introduce themselves so we know who is with us here. We'll start with Shamila, who is the Executive Secretary. She's already introduced. And
hello, I'm Salim Patel from the Labour Research Service.
Good morning, my name is Gladys Mukundi from the Community Law Center, University of Western Cape.
Hi, I'm Lauren, Social Law Project from UWC.
Good morning, my name is Timmy, from the Community Law Center at UWC.
Morning, my name is Francis from GCIS, Boa News.
Morning, Chair and members. My name is Mzobanzi Sigazan from the Department of Labor.
Good morning. My name is Mohadi Pela from Department of Labor.
Good morning. My name is Jay Anand, Department of Labor.
Morning. I'm Barb Fisher from Setsau.
Good morning. I'm Feruz Mulaji from the Social Law Project, UWC.
Good morning. I'm Jennifer Fish from Setsau and the Social Law Project.
Good morning. My name is Joanna Boyton. I'm from PNG.
Good morning, my name is Christopher and I'm from 7-8.
Morning, Baba Longangana, Secretary to Budimana Mela, the committee whip.
Morning, everyone. I'm Dixon Pinika, I'm Kono, Department of Labor.
Good morning, my name is Wilhelmina Trout and I'm representing the South African Domestic Service and Allied Workers Union, SATSAO.
Good morning, my name is Myrtle Witboy and I'm the General Secretary of the South African Domestic and Allied Service Workers Union.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Esther Stevens and I'm the President of the South African Domestic Service and Allied Workers Union. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Elizabeth Eli and I'm the Secretary for SATSAO.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Susan Jacobs from Sustawi. From Sustawi.
Thank you very much.
Morning, everyone. I'm the committee secretary, Mr. Lubo Ngalewa.
Thank you. We... Now that we know who is here and who has, those who are not here as yet, some of them have said that they are going to join us an hour later. I don't have to say who is going to come this with what whatever time, but suffice to know that all who those who confirmed to be in this seminar will end up joining us later. Just a little reminder that this seminar happened before, and the reason then was that we're still campaigning, you know, to have this convention go through the ILO, and then it's passed now, and we are here today to say, what is this that we need to do to make sure that the protection of the most vulnerable of workers in South Africa, the domestic workers, that they lead a better life like any other worker in South Africa. First, as a committee, we believe that, and we would like to sell this to everybody in South Africa, that workers' rights are human rights. Because in most cases, when we talk about rights of workers, we talk about them as separate from human rights, and the domestic workers as the most, I mean at the lowest, at the receiving end of the haves in South Africa, actually there are a majority of people who are denied rights as workers, in most instances abused, underpaid, basic conditions of employment are not adhered to by employers of domestic work, they don't have time to rest, and in some instances we find that as employers of domestic workers, when they go on holiday, let's say you move from Limpopo to Cape Town with your children on holiday, and you bring your domestic worker, we end up thinking that the domestic worker was on holiday too, you know, when actually the poor old lady was not on holiday. She was supposed to be on holiday with her children and grandchildren, but then she had been working, you know, during that holiday. And when we are all on holiday with domestic workers, they actually don't even give a time to rest because they must look after the children from the morning and take them on walks on the beach. Make sure that when you go out, those who drink wine should be looking after the kids. And if it's more than one child, then it becomes too much because then she's got to run around looking after each and every child, their safety. And I'm referring to the she, because most domestic workers are women. They're mothers of children, they're grandmothers, and their children, actually, as they look after the children of their employers, they say, gap left at home, who is going to look after the children of domestic workers? Who is going to teach them what is wrong and what is right when they are teaching the children of their employers what is right and what is wrong, so that they grow up as children who know, who can separate between right and wrong? The convention that were passed in Geneva looked at, amongst other things, reasonable hours of work, weekly rest for domestic workers, a limit on in-kind payments, like when people give you their old clothes for their from their children, then they take that as, you know, what is pay and what is not pay. Clear information on terms of employment, right to train trade unions and collective bargaining, because most employers of domestic workers don't like their employees to train trade unions. It's, you know, regulation of recruitment agencies. There are many recruitment agencies that are recruiting domestic workers, and some of them are not even registered. And so we need to look at regulating those in South Africa. What is left with us is, how do we implement the conventions that we are part of? Investigation of complaints is one of them. Labor rights on par with other workers, that domestic workers should be, in terms of right, on par with other workers. I don't want to go deeper into this and spoil the presentations that are going to be done by you participants, people coming from the labor movements and organized rights-oriented organizations and institutions. According to our program, we had allocated half an hour presentation to everybody, and I think half an hour is too much. It's, given that we knew that we were going to have a sitting earlier, I mean today, later today, and when the sitting was cancelled, we made a mistake of extending the time for presentation, forgetting that other people have travelled, and the travelling arrangements they made was based on the allocated time given. So extending it will mean that other people have to miss their flights, and thus incurring more expenses to stay over in Cape Town. So we'll give people, we're going to allocate times of between 15 and 20 minutes, but those who can make their presentations in 10 minutes will definitely appreciate that. It will save our time and save resources of the department and other NGOs and organs of civil society who are here, who may end up having to miss their flights. I'll give over to the department to give us a brief presentation. They'll be followed by a black search, and then after that we have a tea time for 5 minutes, and then come back and we'll see how we go. Thank you very much. Over to you, DJ.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chair, we think that this is a very important session, and we would like to thank you very much for inviting us to this particular session to deal with the issue of unpacking the concept of decent work in relation to domestic workers, particularly in terms of how that concept is to be unpacked in relation to our own constitution, but also importantly in relation to international labor standards as governed by the International Labor Organization. Having said so, we have prepared a presentation that we'll want to run through, and we do promise that it will take about 15 minutes. The maximum will be 20 minutes. So we'll be complying within the framework of what has been dictated to by the chair. I will ask Mr. Kettledust to lead us in the presentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson, honorable members, and the
other organizations present here. We have distributed the presentation together with two documents. One is the text of the convention, and the other one is the text of the recommendation. Now, we should just say that those texts are not yet the authentic text as they are referred to by the ILO. That text that has been distributed here has been referred to the legal advisors of the ILO to put it into proper legal language, and then it will be communicated to the member states when that is done by the ILO Director General. I should also just say, Chairperson, 7 days from now, or a week from now, is Women's Day, the 9th of August, also next Tuesday, and this is probably an appropriate time to also be discussing the issue of domestic workers. The 100th annual conference of the ILO met on the 16th of June, where they adopted the historic set of international standards that are aimed at improving the working conditions of tens of millions of domestic workers worldwide. In discussions, it was stated that there are over 53 million domestic workers across the world. I should also just quote from a statement made by Myrtle Witwe from Satsal, where she indicated on the adoption of this instruments at the ILO conference on the 16th of June, and I quote, "We are on the threshold of a new beginning for domestic workers in the world by setting international labor standards that will be a benchmark for decent work and for social equality. For the last 24 months, we have worked hard to reach many domestic workers, governments, and employers' organizations. As a result of our ongoing social dialogue, we are optimistic that 16th of June 2011 will go down in history." That's a quote from the statement made by Myrtle on the adoption of this convention, the convention and the recommendation. The voting, as you can see, was very much in favor of the adoption of the convention, where 396 votes were cast in favor of the convention, and there were only 16 votes against, and 63 abstentions. And the recommendation was adopted by even a greater majority of 434 votes for, against, with 8 against and 42 abstentions. These two instruments will respectively be the 189th convention and the 201st recommendation that has been adopted by the ILO conference since its inception in 1919. The instrument generally provides for domestic, it defines domestic work as work performed in or for a household or households. While the new instruments cover all domestic workers, they provide for special measures to protect those workers who, because of their young age or nationality or living status, may be exposed to additional risks relative to their peers, among others. Domestic workers around the world must have the same basic labor rights as those available to other workers, and respect for fundamental principles and rights at work, including freedom of association and the right to collective bargaining. Now, fundamental principles and rights at work also includes that there be no forced labor, that there not be worse forms of child labor, no discrimination, equal pay for work of equal value, minimum age of employment. Those are the other conventions that constitute the package of fundamental principles and rights at work. The convention and the recommendation provides for, as you had indicated already, Chairperson, conditions of employment such as working hours, terms and conditions of employment, the period of probation or trial period if applicable, terms of repatriation if applicable. National laws and regulations shall require that migrants, domestic workers who are recruited in one country for domestic work in another, receive a written job offer or contract of employment that is enforceable in the country in which the work is to be performed, and that they are free to reach agreement with their employer or potential employer on whether to reside on the premises. The convention also provides that domestic workers enjoy minimum wage coverage where such coverage exists. National laws, regulations, collective agreements, arbitration awards may provide for the payment of a limited proportion of the remuneration of domestic workers in the form of payments in kind, and that is set out in Article 12 of the Convention. The right to a safe and healthy working environment, effectively protect domestic workers, including migrant domestic workers recruited or replaced by private employment agencies, against abusive practices. Access to courts, tribunals, or other dispute resolution mechanisms under conditions that are not less favorable than those available to workers generally. Their right to privacy was also recognized, along with the importance of protecting the right to privacy of the household members, and the strengthening of protection of young domestic workers by the setting of a minimum age for domestic workers, and by ensuring that domestic work should not deprive them of compulsory schooling or interfere with their future education or vocational training. That's set out in Article 4 of the Convention. Further, the instruments address the plight of live-in domestic workers by spelling out the minimum requirements in respect of accommodation and meals, protecting the confidentiality of their personal data, and by protecting these workers from possible violence or endless working days. It pays particular attention to the vulnerability of migrant workers by providing for measures to ensure that they receive a written employment contract or job offer before traveling to the country of employment, and inclusion of monitoring mechanisms for labor inspection, and the need to respect the privacy of households. Now, taking those provisions off the Convention, we then look at where we stand vis-a-vis the articles of the Convention. First of all, we need to look at the whole regime to determine where we are located. The starting point for us is the Constitution, wherein it is provided for the freedom of association. The Labor Relations Act and the mechanisms that it established provides for access to dispute resolution mechanisms. The Basic Conditions of Employment Act provides for conditions of employment, but also provides for the establishment of sectoral determinations. And sectoral determinations, as we know, establish the terms and conditions of employment, and in this case also for domestic workers. The minimum wage coverage, unemployment insurance coverage. As at the end of June this year, we had registered with the Unemployment Insurance Fund 647,126 domestic workers, working in 610,375 households. Generally, our legislative framework already provides what the instrument requires to a large extent. However,